produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Hello, I am Chief Chi of South Africa, and you are listening to the Need for Liberty radio broadcast.
Yes! Yes! Come on and let it ring out. Yes! 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 Hallelujah! Yes! 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 Sister, hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yeah.
When I've thrown everything I can throw in your way, everything that can cause you, I'm to cry crocodile tear, but yet you standing there giving God glory, lifting him up, blessing his name, thanking him, running, jumping, shouting, just thanking God. Oh, tell somebody anytime is a good time to praise him. Some people never can get delivered because you can't never adhere to the principle. One of the worst things you can do is go through life and go through life repeating the same old motion and but never getting delivered. Some people never will lift their hands. You got to pay them to lift their hand. Tell the Lord, thank you. Thank you. Give God some glory. Glory. When you want something from God, you ought to act like you want it. God loves his children, know how to reward them. Even you as a natural parent know how you need to reward your child. It's different when the child come in there and act like they can't stand you and then talking about give them something. You ain't ready to give them nothing. But when one come in there and say, oh, mama, I don't care if your biscuit's harder than the sidewalk. You got the best biscuits I ever taste. Oh, mama, you buttered her up. I'm talking about them biscuits be harder than a tack. But mama, ooh, I tell you, I want me another one of them. They done hear the other, but they buttering you up. They getting ready to set you up. Hey, mama, can I have 50 cents? You ready to give them to me, cause they gave you the right praise. How is it that when you go to God and you ain't always going to him begging, but you just go to him and say, Lord, I just want to thank you. You know my heart, you've been real good to me. You've been real kind. You've been real merciful. Nobody but you, God. Just want to tell you thank you. Even when I didn't deserve it, you blessed me. You kept on taking care of me. I just wanted to say, some of y'all don't get it right now, but I just want to tell you thank for everything that you've done. That's why anytime is a good time. Anytime, I mean when they brought that pink slip. See, some folk know how to bring on miracles from God. And when things happen and they tell you this is going to be your last day, and I know tears sweat up in your eye. Devil always shows you the dismal result of where you're standing. Saying, well, this is it, but you need to remind the devil that even before I got this job, God was taking care of me. Even before I came here, he was taking care of me. And one thing that when I leave here, he's still going to take care of me. You got to understand, you ought to not ever put yourself in a position that your life is predicated on any one thing. But when you give God praise, I'm talking about early in the morning sometime, you ought to just get up and say, Lord, I just want to thank you. Just want to praise you for your goodness. They ain't got to be because some check just showed up in the mail. It's easy to praise God when stuff happened for you. You go out there and a check in the mailbox, or we ain't got to wait till you get out. You be all out there on the street just bucking, just going for, oh, hallelujah. But what about when nothing is in the mailbox? Nobody in the house but you. You can just lift your hands and, Lord, I thank you. They'll sit this third month noted, but I'm blessing you anyhow. When you're looking for a miracle, tell somebody, don't get in the dump, but give God some praise. David, that great praiser, he gives us the chambers of how to get into the presence of God. When you get over to Psalms 100 and verse 4, David said, enter into his gates with thanksgiving. And so what you're doing, you're thanking him for the things he has done. You're thanking him for what he's doing right now. But tell somebody, you're even thanking him for what he's going to do. And some of these things cannot be seen. And we must have faith to thank God and believe that he's there when we cannot see or feel him. And David began to say, and come into his courts with praise. And there, I've said it so many times, that there are several Hebrew words that simply refer to or really mean praise. The word barak, it means to kneel. It means to bless. It means to salute. And it speaks of the reverence and quietness before God, expecting by faith a response. Now, all of the words for praise, this is one word which infers some kind of silence. Most of the time, there's something that can exhibit from praise that'll let something else surrounding let them know what you're dealing with. But when you barak him, people don't really know what's really going on with you. They don't know why you got your hand lifted sometime. They don't know why you would kneel sometime. But you don't have to say a word with this kind of praise. But then there is a praise that's called yada. It means the thankful expression of praise. And it comes from the root word meaning to throw the hands or the lifting of the hands. And this word implies actions. Can somebody shout action? It means that you can't sit there stiff-necked. You can't sit on your hands. But this word implies doing something. This is a hard praise with the outward sign of the lifted heart, describing the lifting of the heart. In other words, as I lift my hands to you, I just want to tell you I'm surrendering myself to you. In other words, I'm getting outside of what my heart had designed. But I'm lifting my heart to your word. And your word said, I never leave you and I never forsake you. But I be with you always. Meaning with my hand lifted, you're right here with me. If my hand stretched out, you got your hand stretched back out to me. So at the time that you're giving him the actions of lifting your hands, tell somebody, lift your heart. The word toda, it means thanks and praise for what God is going to do. It's what they call the sacrifice of praise. And remember, I told you a sacrifice is going over and beyond what is normally required of you. Now, some of you all know that when you get to church, they're going to use the word praise at some point. So you come expected to do it when you come to church. But when you leave the bank with an overdrawn slip, Can you give him the sacrifice? You don't feel like it, 'cause you know you're overbalanced. You really can't feel like it, because you don't have no money. But the sacrifice here, I'ma praise you anyhow. Can you praise it? When you know you've been lied on, you know you've been talked about, you know you've been ridiculed, and they smiling all the time, but you say, I'ma praise you anyhow. Not worry about what somebody, y'all don't hear me, about what somebody think, but I'ma praise you in spite of the spiritual attack. I'ma praise you in spite of what's transpired. Tell somebody that's a praise, you got to do it anyhow. And what this praise do is what you call faith praise in action. And it really honors God. And God sees us accepting his word without questioning him. In other words, I'm praising you by faith. No, it's not going good, but I'm praising you anyhow. I'm going to praise you till you turn it around. And God said, I see your faith. I see it in your praise. It's not just a verbalization. But when I see you praising me, when your body is reeked with pain, when I see you praising me, when your mind is discombobulated, when I see you praising me, when your heart been ripped apart, God said, I see your faith. You didn't have to say it, but I see it in your actions. You ought to tell somebody anytime, well, it's a good time to praise him. The fourth word called Zema. It refers to sing. It's the instrumental praise. It's to touch the strings. And this word here goes out especially to the musicians. And it goes out to the choir members. This is the kind of praise that you give God for the service that you're rendering. This praise is not designed for your show, but this praise is designed that God gets the glory. That's why you got to have the best foot forward when you're bringing it before God. It ain't no time to be practicing on Sunday morning, but it's time for you to have it together, because you're offering God the best praise. Not a praise where we come to show out and outdo one another, but it's a praise where we can sing together, and while you're going through, I can praise God with you while I'm singing the alto and you singing the soprano. We gonna praise God together. We gonna praise it to God, do something different in our music and in our song and in our praising. Just lean on somebody, tell them, sing your song. And to say my praise, there comes a time where you can't really join what they call mass choir, but you can join the Joyful Noise Choir. Hallelujah. And there's another praise for that. It's called Hela. It means to shine, to celebrate, to sing, to rave about, and boast of the goodness of God. That's the Joyful Noise Choir. When you get in that choir, you might can't carry a note in a paper sack, but in that choir, you can be off beat, you can be out of tone, but you're giving God praise. You can sound so bad till you hate to hear yourself sing, but when you're giving it to God, you're giving him out of your heart. You're giving him the best praise you got. Tell somebody every now and then, you got to hala him. Well, Lord, I'm coming on home now. There's another praise called Shabak. It means to command triumph. to command glory, it can mean to shout or address in a loud tone. The word shout, people use that for dancing, but you shout with your mouth, you dance with your feet. But when you shabak him, you got to open your mouth. Can somebody open their mouth and say, hey, glory, when you shabak him? Can somebody say, praise God, when you shabak him? Can somebody say, thank you, Jesus? Now, you got to learn to open your mouth. Tell somebody, you better open your mouth and give God some praise. Yeah, hey, got to praise him anyhow. And the last word is called Tehillah. It means the high praise. It involves your singing. It involves your dancing and your reverence to God for all of his love and for all of his kindness and for all of his goodness. When you Tehillah him, you can do it in the bathroom. You can just get in there and say, Lord, I can't do it in my office, but I just want to tell you how good you've been to me. I couldn't cry out there. I couldn't dance out there. But I'm going to cut one for you. I'm going to cut it in here. We get to lead up to heal him right here in the sanctuary. You don't have to wait till the preacher get in. But while the music is going, you can do your dance. And I know somebody said, I can't dance like some of those dancers. Well, I want to let you know that when you was in the world, that some of y'all dance and you were prolific dancers. They didn't have no problems when you was in Classic Hits, when you was at Shiraz, when you was at Club Paradise. You dance the way you wanted to dance. But tell somebody, since you came over here, you didn't stop dancing, you just changed partners. You dancing for the Lord and dancing with glory upon your life. Oh, I just wanted to heal him. And David began to let us know in Psalms 100 and verse number 4, be thankful and bless his name. So after you entered the gates with thanksgiving and come into his courts with praise, it's time to worship God. And the difference between praise and worship is we praise God for the things he's done. We praise God for what he's actually doing. But above all, we praise God for what he's going to do. But we worship God not for the things. We worship God not for what he's going to do, but we worship him for who he is. You're God. There's none like you. You're God, and we extol you. You're God, and we bless you. And I'm going to praise you, and I'm going to worship you, because you're God. And I just want to let the saints know that God requires a praise. You've been formed to show forth the praise. Praise him for everything that he's done, the door that he's opened, and he's continued to open. In Psalm 50 and verse 23, he said, whoso offered praise, he glorified me. In Isaiah 61 and 3, he said, have the garment of praise, for the spirit of heaviness. When it seemed like the world has dumped on you, when it seemed like the walls closed in, I can hear Isaiah say, get another garment, a garment called praise. Oh, it's praise that'll pull off the spirit of heaviness. It's praise that'll pull off that spirit that'll hold you down. It's praise that'll pull off the spirit of discontentment. Tell somebody, praise him with a new garment. In Jeremiah 17 and 26 said, bring sacrifices of praise into the house of the Lord. I like what he said, that when you come in, don't bring your problems. When you come in, don't bring your hurt. When you come in, don't bring your criticism. But when you come in, bring in your praise. When you come into the house, come to look for God to do the miraculous. When you come into the house, come and look for God to do something great. So bring your praise. Don't come in here and sit on your hand. Just lean on somebody, tell them you won't praise him. Excuse me while I give God some glory. Lola, he's been too good. Romans 15 and verse 11 said, praise the Lord, all you Gentiles. Hebrews 13 and 15 said, by him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually, that is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. You got to open your mouth and give him the fruit of your lips. Can somebody say thank you? Can somebody say bless you? Can somebody say have your way? Can somebody say we bless your name? We give you glory. We magnify you. Lord, give him the fruit of your lips. I know you've been going through, but come from your pain and get the praise. Come from your pity and get the praise. Come from panic and get the praise. Come from your pressure and get the praise. Tell somebody, praise him till the thing turn around. Oh, praise him till the door swing open. Praise him till the weight come off. Praise him. You got to learn to give God what belongs to him. And I can remember in Judges, when you had Judah, that was one of the tribes. Judah means praise. When they come before the Canaanites, the question was asked, who gonna go up first to fight the Canaanites? And God sent word, said, send Judah. Judah goes up first. Judah means praise. And God was saying, send your praise. Send praise first. Whenever it looks like the devil is trying to take you down, send your praise. Every now and then, you got to learn to give God praise. Now, praise him till he heals the wound. Praise him till he band up the brokenness. Send your praise. When you get over to 2 Chronicles and the 20th chapter, here you got three tribes. One called Moab, one called Ammon, one called Mount Seir. And the word got to Jehoshaphat. They'll mobilize themselves together to come out against you. Have you ever been in a spot look like you're surrounded? You look to the east, you got an enemy. You look to the west, you got an enemy. You look to the north and south, you're surrounded. But here Jehoshaphat, he didn't panic. But tell somebody, you got to learn to check God out. Went before God and got before him. Oh God, he began to reach back and bring up a resume. It's good to have a resume that you can bring up before God and began to tell God, say, listen, God, it was you that brought us out of that Egypt. It was you that brought us across that Red Sea. It was you that helped us get into the Canaan. And now we got the Moabites, we got the Ammonites, and the children of Mount Seir, they're coming against us. We're outnumbered. Don't have a wherewithal. Where's your name? Hey, Lord.
Come on, say that loud. You are good. And your mercy endures forever. Say it again. You are good. And your mercy endures forever. Now come on, clap your hands and shout if you believe it tonight. Come on, everybody.
Sing it again.
produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.